This prayer is not in Spanish, but these days, many who pray at this LA mosque are Latino. Jamie Rodriguez is someone who recently converted to Islam from Catholicism.
Porque primero empecé a conocer.
First, I started learning, and there were many things I liked, especially the constant prayer, because I feel very close to God. I am constantly thinking about Him. I didn't know when I wanted to convert, but when I felt it in my heart, I converted. There aren't a lot of Latino Muslims in the U.S., but there are more converts every year. The Los Angeles Latino Muslim Association registered 60,000 in 2002, but some argue there are at least twice as many.
At this point, if it hasn't doubled, it'd be surprising. On the coasts themselves, I've seen the rate of conversions. I mean, there's a point where I'd have to make my email anonymous because I used to get emailed by so many new Latino converts.
Nicole Bolivian converted to Islam 12 years ago at the age of 19, despite her Catholic upbringing. I steal her away from the noisy Ramadan revelers and talk to her in a stairwell about her experience.
The Latino and the Catholic identity are meshed into one. And so socially, it was more of an upset rather than religiously. Because my parents, they're just, you know, they're very social people. And, you know, all of a sudden they have this daughter that's Muslim and Latina.
Her mom was not pleased at first.
I actually wore the scarf full time in college for a couple of years, and she hated it. Because, you know, something that comes with Latino culture is make sure that you're always as presentable as you can be physically to the rest of the world. So I know that she had a kind of a bitter taste about Islam because of that.
But Bolivian's mother became intrigued by her daughter's studies, and she too converted.
She was actually interested in just studying what this religion was, I think more so because she had such doubts on the tenets of Christianity.
There are many similarities between Christianity and Islam, but the key difference is how each religion views the role of Jesus. Muslims do believe in Jesus and in the virgin birth, but they see him only as a prophet, not the Son of God. Bolivian says this aspect of Islam is appealing to Latinos.
It actually simplifies things.
Some Latinos see Islam as a piece of their heritage, going back to the Moors of Andalusia in Spain. Others are drawn to its egalitarianism, for the Quran makes no distinction between races or class. There are also more Hispanic women than men converting to Islam. The popular notion is that Islam oppresses women's rights, but Bolivian discovered a different story through her readings.
I approached Islam quite negatively, as most people do with the whole stereotype of Muslim women, whereas I studied it in depth and found that women's suffrage was actually granted.
In the end, however, Bolivian says her decision to convert stirred from her soul.
I think everybody has their own personal lights that they follow, and that was one of mine. I've been Muslim for 12 years now, so I haven't really wanted to be anything else.
This is Megan Larson with Annenberg Radio News.